Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Good morning and welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning on the program, we're going to be learning about the two candidates running for the 49th District State House of Representatives position. Incumbent Mike Sparks is with us. He is a Republican. And Mike Williams, a Democratic candidate, he is with us also. We're not going to have any problems remembering first names here today. Mike.
Yes, easy.
We'll say Mike and they both answer. Good to have both of you with us.
Thank you, Mark.
And let's start first by learning a little about each one of you. And we're going to give Mike, which Mike will it be?
he's the incumbent. He can go first.
Mike Williams, we're going to give you first chance at this. Mike Williams, the Democratic candidate, has 2 minutes to share a little about yourself.
Good morning. I'm Mike Williams. And I want to thank WGNS and the listening audience for getting up early and hosting us this morning. I was born and raised in Springfield, Ohio. I went to college at Union College in Barberville, Kentucky. I went to seminary at the Methodist Theological School in Ohio. I got my master's in public administration from the John Glenn School of Public Policy at The Ohio State University. And I got my doctorate in pastoral counseling from St. Mary's Seminary. I spent the first 20 years of my life as a United Methodist minister, made the decision then that I wanted to teach, and spent the next 23 years teaching at the North Central State College campus of The Ohio State University in Mansfield, Ohio, where I taught sociology, death, grief, and recovery, and specialized in working with dying children and their families. And since retiring, I have a small pension from the Methodist Church and a small pension from the state teachers' retirement system. And I'm serving on many, many public agencies and boards here in Rutherford County on the advisory board for the Salvation Army. I help out at the Laverne Smyrna Food Bank. I'm on the Bishop and Council for the Diocese of Tennessee of the Episcopal Church. And I'm an appointed member of the Project Assistance Board for the town of Smyrna. So those are some of the things that I've done. And I'm running for office because we need to bring to the state legislature a sense of collegiality, the ability to listen to each other, work together. One of my favorite passages of scripture is, "Come, let us reason together." And that's what I want to bring to the legislature. And I believe firmly that we can improve our jobs by giving our businesses the tax breaks they need, by improving public education, producing good people that way. And by allowing our workers and families to succeed that way. And I have about 10 seconds left, and I want to take that 10 seconds and say happy birthday to my wife, Judy. And Bart, Mike, we're going to join together now with the listening audience on the count of three and sing happy birthday to her. The men's trio of WGNS now sings happy birthday to
nice.
Judy. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Judy. Happy birthday to you. Thank you.
All right.
She's probably heard it better before, though.
Who knows?
Happy birthday, Judy. That was a little different. Mike Sparks is with us now. He is the Republican candidate, and he is the incumbent. Mike, good morning to you. Tell us a little about yourself.
Well, Bart, I was born and raised right there in Smyrna, at Seward Air Force Base. My father was stationed there, and like many that are here in Rutherford County, they had a father or grandfather stationed there. My dad served in World War II, grew up during the Great Depression. Parents divorced when I was about two, but my father was pretty hard charger of a fella, very conservative, but a Southern Democrat. And, you know, he instilled the values of hard work and thrift in me as a young man, and he also instilled manners. You know, that was the sign of the greatest generation, and we've kind of lost that in our country, and I think most would agree with me. You know, I've been married almost 24 years, and just give God the glory for that, and thank you, Felicia, for standing by me through all these crazy ideas, and whether it's starting a business or running for county commission, when people said you can't win, she always believed in me. So I'll just give Felicia and God the glory for helping me. But I'm born at Seward Air Force Base and grew up in Smyrna, attended MTSU, studied business and economics there. Also taken some classes at Motlow, volunteer community college, where when at 1920, I studied to be an emergency medical technician, and recently endorsed by the Murfreesboro Firefighters. I was a little surprised about that, but received their endorsement. Have two sons, Preston and Peyton, 23 and 21. Started my first business at 21, which was a fitness center I had for 2 years, and had MidtownAutos.com for 10 years, probably sold about 1,200 to 1,400 cars. Technically, my car business was the first .com car company in Tennessee. You know, I've sold cars overseas and Canada, California, and wherever, you know. Ned Ray McCorder even called me about 3 years ago. It was a great conversation. Being able to talk to him, have a lot of respect for him and his conservative values as a Southern Democrat. One of my, as a county commissioner, I guess it really probably served me well to probably mature and see how you've got to really work well with people. And I feel my first 2 years at the General Assembly, I've been able to work across the aisle and be able to get many things done for Tennesseans.
Very good. And so now we're at the portion of the program where you, the listeners, can call in. 893-1450 is our phone number. And when you call in, I want to make sure that you know that the questions that you ask are not directed toward any of the individual candidates. The questions are directed toward both of them. 893-1450 is our number. And good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes, good morning.
I'm sorry. Let me try that again. Are you still there?
To both of the gentlemen about education and the fact that the bargaining rights were taken away from educators.
Would you start your question over again? We hit the wrong button there.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm a retired educator, and I would like to ask both of the candidates about the bargaining rights that were taken away from teachers 2 years ago. I sat through all of the sessions, and I never heard anything that the people voting against or voting for taking away our rights, I never heard anything about how that was going to help education or help students or teachers. And so I would like to hear from both Mr. Spikes and Dr. Sparks and Dr. Williams about what they would do about reinstating the right for teachers to bargain.
Okay. Whoever Go ahead, wants Williams. To get on that first.
Well, I absolutely think it's reprehensible that the bargaining rights of teachers are threatened, as well as other things that have happened in the classroom, including the proposals to increase the classroom size, the efforts to put a business model on public education when its purpose is not to make a profit but to teach children. And one of the things I will do when I'm in the legislature is begin to gain the trust of people on both sides of the aisle. I really believe firmly that we need common sense, and we need a voice of reason, and we need someone who's willing to sit down and work with the competing interests and bring them to yes. And the yes I would like to see on negotiating rights is to assure that our teachers have the freedom and the right to negotiate their salaries, their pensions, protect their pensions, and their classroom working conditions, and especially to take a look at the way we're handling testing and the way we're handling teacher evaluations.
Yes, well, you know, my heart goes out to teachers and educators, and it should be about the education of a child. Not, I hear so much about teachers and teachers and teachers. I very seldom hear about the student. You know, that's what it should be about, is about that child and about educating that child. I don't serve on the education committee, and this is what I've told teachers, is that your best voice is your voice. Don't wait on TEA or NEA to be your voice. Call your representative. Go sit with them. We've sat with dozens of teachers across Rutherford County. My phone's always on with them. Office is 741-6829. I've got some time next week. I'll be happy to sit with any teachers. You know, the sad thing, this is the point I'm going to make. TEA has a lobbyist. I've never met him. He's never come to the office. Other groups I've met with, I just received the endorsement of Tennessee Employees Association, which was a surprise for a Republican to be able to receive that, and appreciate that. But they came to the office. They sat down with me, and one reason I received that endorsement is because they said, Mike, you'll listen. You'll listen to our concerns. And I told them we're not going to be on board with 100% of issues, may on board with 75%. But the point I want to make with teachers is call your representative. Don't wait on NEA or TA to be your voice.
893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Could we have your question? Good morning.
Hello?
Hi. Good morning.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I couldn't tell if I was on or not.
Uh-huh. You are. Yes, what is your question?
Okay. I have a question about one of the gentlemen mentioned, I believe it was Mr. Williams, that he thinks there should be more cooperation amongst the members in the assembly. And just kind of wanted them to speak to that. And also, I was listening to Michael Del Giorno last week and actually heard Representative Sparks on the radio with Jonathan Fagan, who was formerly the Democratic Party chair in Rutherford County. And sounded like they had a great relationship. And I'd like both of them to speak to that, please.
All righty. Thank you for calling.
I'm trying to clarify exactly what the question is, and I think it is to discuss more how we cooperate. There are several ways we cooperate. For instance, right now, I listened to Mike talking about the importance of education. I have two options. I can say to Mike, okay, if education is important, then why did you allow House Bill 2314, which is the Back to Work Act, language in committee? That's a bill that would have invested in our technology centers for updating equipment, expanding programming to train Tennesseans for jobs in the new workplace, and it never came out of committee. Now, I could go out in public and say, Sparks is against that. And I could say Sparks is against education because he didn't help a bill get out of committee. Or I can go to Mike and say, how can we get this together? How can we get this done for education? That's a way to cooperate. And I'll give you another example. A minute ago, Mike was talking about working with teachers. And I've heard him say this before, don't talk to your TEA representatives, talk to me. Now, I could say, Mike, are you anti-union? Or I can say, Mike, explain to me what you mean by telling people not to do that. There's a difference between being confrontational and between seeking information for real communication with each other. And I was serious a while ago when I said, I believe in that passage of Scripture that says, come now, let us reason together. When we were talking about education a few minutes ago, Mike talked about the importance of Mr. Sparks, that Mike, I mean, there's too many mics here. Mr. Sparks talked about the importance of the child. Absolutely. And what we expect of public education, traditionally and sociologically and as families, is that it do a number of things. That it teach communication skills, that it teach math, that it teach reading, that it teach critical thinking, and that public education provide a work ethic. And if those things happen, then we can graduate people who are either college ready, career testing ready, or job ready. And when I talk to our small businessmen, one of their biggest complaints is they can't hire our people, can't hire our graduates, because they don't have a work ethic and they don't have the skills. Focusing on that kind of education is how we can improve this community, how we can help our job market, how we can help our businesses, and most of all, help our children and our families.
Well, I'll address the question. The question was working with folks. I think just she mentioned the former Democrat chairman, Jonathan Fagan, who happens to be a friend of mine, and yes, was on Michael DiGiorno's show last week with us. Probably an audience about 150,000. And I think that shows that I've been able to work with folks. I've been able to work with the county commissioners. I've been able to work with the city councils that we've dealt with. But my 8 years being a county commissioner has probably served me well. And that's to quote Speaker Beth Harwell. And I like that term. It'll serve you well. and just being good to people. And I think I've been good to people for hopefully my entire life. But receiving the endorsement, I'll go back to receiving that endorsement by the Tennessee Employees Association. Some may say that's a union. I don't say it's a union, but you know, I'll be happy to receive their endorsement if they want to give it to me. But I think that the key essence, and also receiving endorsement by the Murfreesboro Firefighters, I was surprised when I received both endorsements. And the common denominator was, Mike, you'll listen to us. Mike, we can communicate with you. Now, I'm not going to be with them 80% of the time or 100% of the time. I may be with them 75% of the time. But with a strongly controlled Republican majority, and we're going to pick up a few seats. I'm probably the most convicted person up there. I'm also the most compassionate. And it's not just handing out things. I mean, to me, it's this country has took a wrong turn. And I also often hear the term, you know, Mr. Williams, you'll quote scripture, and I often do too here on the radio, but vote the Bible. That's what I've heard people say and pastors say, vote the Bible. So this election, vote the Bible when it comes to parties.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say vote the Bible, Mike, because I take seriously passages such as we are our brother's keeper. And I would expect the state legislature, whether you're there or I'm there, to vote for that legislation that clearly helps families and helps people. Things like the Unemployment Work Act, things like the Tennessee Contractors First Bill, things like tax credits for small businesses. I think that's compassionate. I think that's scriptural. And I haven't seen that happen. So I'm glad that you're the lone voice in the legislature that wants to follow the concept of the scripture.
Yeah.
And whether you're there or I'm there, I hope you will take seriously that we care about people and we will work for people. And not only that, we will take a risk and let both sides of the aisle like us or not like us, but we'll stand for what we believe.
Yeah. Well, some of the good things that we have accomplished across an aisle is we voted for the first female Speaker of the House. You know, Democrats didn't do that. Republicans did. And I'm not a big party guy one way or another, because these issues aren't Democrat Republican to me. But I was proud to be able to vote for the first leader who is a female. We funded MTSU Science Building. Not to be political, but Republicans done that. Democrats didn't do it. They tried, but I'll give kudos to Dr. McPhee, former Representative John Hood, and former Representative Kent Coleman, my predecessor, for helping to work with that. And that was something in a bipartisan effort. You know, some of the things that helps families, we lowered food tax. Democrats tried to get that done, and Republicans end up making it happen. You know, there were so many good things that we've been able to do. We balanced the budget. We've reduced regulation. We've got so much. This, to me, was one of the best General Assemblies in the history of the state of Tennessee. You know, Rutherford County was just named one of the best places for job growth in the nation. So we must be doing something right here in Rutherford County.
Well, thank you for lowering the food tax. Every time I buy $10 worth of groceries and I realize it's saving me 25 cents, I'm really grateful. When is it going to be so it's saving me $2.50?
Would your logic be to increase it then?
To increase what?
That was $22 million worth of savings for Tennesseans.
You have a $550 million surplus. Yeah, my logic is to lower that food tax more. Absolutely.
Why didn't Democrats get it done then?
They didn't get it done because they had a majority. They had a majority that they could not work with.
Well, Republicans got that done.
That's because you're the majority, Mike.
Amen.
And somehow, somehow 0.25%.
But we got it done. It takes a majority sometimes.
I'm saying that if you're a family and you're not making much income, 25 cents on $10 is not something you should be campaigning on.
If it's $22 million worth of savings for Tennessean, I'm not even campaigning. This is the first time I've talked about it. I mean, $22 million worth of savings is not something just snubby nose at. But I'll take it.
893-1450. We're going to move to a different subject. 893-1450 is our number. We've got some folks on the line. When you call, we'll put you on hold. You have to be patient. Have to be patient. You'll be coming up next. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Chip Walters, and you're listening to Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station.
Yeah, we got them.
MTSU Sports on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Drive Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, the 2012 Ford F-150. Ford of Murfreesboro currently has the Ford F-150 regular cab available for 0% APR for 60 months. That's the Ford F-150, America's truck. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro today on Broad Street at Northfield Boulevard, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Are you 10 pounds overweight, 30, more? Those extra pounds are hurting the quality of your life, your relationships, and your health. Dynamic Medical Centers offers fast, effective, medically supervised weight loss programs. Patients routinely lose up to 30 pounds in their first 30 days, and our programs are easy to follow with no hunger, no surgery, and no trips to the gym. For a free weight loss consultation, call 455-0850, dynamicmedicalcenters.com.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We carry the full line of Tag Heuer watches, all at 15% off every day. Our in-house watch technicians will replace the batteries and pressure test all Tag watches for half the price of other stores in our area. Bring it into Bell Jewelers.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street in Murfreesboro, across from Toots.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
From Under Armour, Shutt, and Reebok, we've got all the gear you'll need for youth football. From pants, helmets, pads, down to the gloves and mouth guards, you'll find everything you need at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning once again. Still quite a bit of congestion. Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96. Traffic easing a bit. Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial. Also, traffic easing a bit on I-24 westbound as you make your way into Midtown Nashville. Junction there with I-40 West. Still pretty busy for us this morning. National Flight Training offers affordable flight instruction from FAA-certified instructors who work on your schedule at your pace within your budget. Call National Flight Training at 366-9192 or go online to nationalflighttraining.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
For the forecast area, we'll have mainly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s. We'll have a south-southeast wind between 5 and 10. Chance for showers and storms tonight, low of 52. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 61.
This is Linda Hembry at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We love to get to know all of our customers, not just by their faces, but also by their names. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
He's on your side, consumer warrior Clark Howard.
Save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
Weekdays, noon to 2 on WGNS.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. The lines are all full right now, so when you hear somebody ask a question and drop off, dial quickly, 893-1450. A political forum this morning with the candidates for the 49th District State House of Representatives race, incumbent Mike Sparks, the Republican candidate, and Mike Williams, the Democratic candidate, with us this morning. And let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning, Bart. Thank you so much for having this forum. And I want to thank Mr. Williams and Representative Sparks for their service to our community. And both of them have quite a few accomplishments. Education has been a subject a few moments ago, and I would like to continue that. It seems to me that nothing more is more important than having a safe environment for our young folks in order to learn. I know that there's been a lot of new drugs that have come on the scene here recently, and it's been a new approach to combating those, and serving the community is really important. That time served is important. But what successes have these candidates had in combating this new approach to drugs that we see on the street and we hear about? If you would, please, Bart, ask the candidates if they could give some success stories about their work in the community inhibiting the proliferation of drugs in our community. And I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Who would like to take that first?
Well, I'll take it. I appreciate the question. You know, drugs is, and that's something I kind of campaigned on 2 years ago, and I kind of felt like the newspaper kind of belittled me for even talking about that and what I was going to do about it. Well, first of all, I'll bring awareness to the situation. I would argue that probably most listeners right here have a family member or or someone close to them that's got a drug or alcohol problem. You know, in my opinion, drugs are destroying this country. And I think what the caller may be alluding to is a synthetic drug problem. You know, we've created a 10-0 drug task force. Kathy Hines in Laverne, who's running for council and may be the first African-American elected to Laverne City Council, has worked with me on that. In fact, we're meeting today. 10-0 is a drug task force that we put together. You can find them on Facebook. But the synthetic drugs are worse than any drug that's been out there, cocaine, marijuana, or anything. Tennessean reporter called me last week about the success that we've had, and that's working across the aisle. That's Democrats and Republicans working together on that. But when we're seeing stories of cannibalism, you know, you had a situation where a mother cannibalized her own child. Another guy in Miami, literally, you know, was eaten on a guy in Miami, Florida. And these are things that, unfortunately, some people may not be aware of. But fortunately, you know, I've been able to talk to the governor about this and almost be a thorn in people's side fighting on this issue. But the Tennessean and people, you know, you're going to hear a lot of rhetoric among candidates. Google search the Tennessean article. I think it was from maybe Monday, or it was Tuesday, I believe. And I appreciate the reporter Brian Haas, and I appreciate the local law enforcement, Sheriff Arnold and Lieutenant Egon Grisham and Flanagan and Jason Mathis and other detectives that have been working hard on this. Rutherford County's led the effort. We pulled beer licenses. Thank you to Chairman Keith Bratcher and Jeff Peach and Smyrna, others. And that's the only time that's happened in Rutherford County. And you can't fight these guys by just waiting on legislation. You know, we yank their beer license. You got to hit them where it hurts. And unfortunately, no other counties have kind of followed our path. But we've really kicked some tail on this. And it's not just my efforts. It's the efforts of the community. It's efforts of law enforcement and folks like WGNS Radio and the DNJ Murfreesboro Post for helping to cover this.
Well, let me address the question from a little different perspective. I don't have a lot of important names to drop. I guess I don't know a lot of important people. What I know is people that suffer. And I've worked with many families who are torn apart, aren't able to love each other, aren't able to take care of each other because of what drugs have done. And it starts, believe it or not, first of all in the family. The stronger the family, the less likely people are going to need to turn to alcohol or hardcore drugs or synthetic drugs, because their support group can be the family. And one of the ways we make the family strong is we assure them economically, we assure they have jobs, we assure they can count on the educational system. The caller mentioned the word safe. Our expectations of schools have changed in the last 15 to 20 years. We want those five things I mentioned, but we also want it to be a safe place for our children. One of the highest expectations in Laverne, Smyrna, the district that I might be serving, is that when my child is at school, they will be safe. Safe means they won't get beat up on the playground. Safe means they won't have to be given drugs that will make them sick. So I can't speak about important people that I'm talking to about it. I can only speak about the families that has told me how much they suffer, how much it hurts them, how sad they are. The mothers who say, "What did I do wrong? I failed." Fathers who break down and cry and say, "I should never have had children. I'm so bad at it." I've seen the families torn apart. And the healing comes when people listen to them and when government responds by cracking down more and more. The beer license was pulled in Smyrna because that was one of the places where synthetic drugs are being produced. It was pulled by the beer council, licensing council of the town of Smyrna. And it was a good action on their part. And those are the kinds of things that begin. But I firmly believe strengthening the family is the way we'll solve this problem.
Our phone number is 893-1450. We're talking this morning with the candidates who are running for the 49th District State House of Representatives position. Incumbent Mike Sparks, the Republican, and Mike Williams, Democratic candidate. They are with us this morning, and let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning. This is pertaining to our veterans. I hope both of you, whoever wins, would support our veterans and give them more leeway. My husband was a former Vietnam veteran in that era, and of course they were drafted. Most of them were drafted. And to me, when you're drafted and not volunteer, you should get all the benefits, you know, you need in health-wise. Well, I had an incident this week. We went with our family to a state park. Well, we have done this before, and our veterans would get a discount. Well, we were told that they don't do that no more in Tennessee. Of course, we are not of age of 65, like older age, to get a bit reduced rate, and so that was out. But I was kind of upset that why Tennessee did that to our state parks that don't give the veterans a benefit, a lesser thing. So things like that with our veterans, they kind of don't support. So I'll listen what you think about our veterans and what kind of benefits they do get.
Well, I'll respond to that. I'm troubled that that kind of discount has been discontinued for our veterans. And this is one that I don't think needs legislation to address. I think it needs the state representative to talk to the Department of Natural Resources, say, hey, what gives here? It's a simple matter. Show us how much revenue you're losing by not giving the discount, and we'll try to find a way to find it for you in your budget. And while you mentioned veterans, we ignore our veterans. I'm fortunate in that one of the things I've been asked to do is I'm a chaplain for the Nashville International, Metro International Airport, serving primarily the police department, the fire department there. But twice a year, we have what's called a freedom flight sponsored by the veterans associations, where World War I veterans from kind of the tri-state area are brought there. They're flown to Washington, D.C. for a day and flown back. And I've had the pleasure of being asked to give the invocation and the blessing of the flight. And I'll tell you, Mike, this proves that a democratic blessing works. No, those planes have always come back just fine. But that's been a joy for me to talk with the veterans and hear their concerns. And our veterans are more and more forgotten. I'm especially feeling badly for how Vietnam veterans are treated. So I hear your question, and I will tell you, if I'm there, give me a call. But I think I'll remember. You won't have to call me. I would talk to the Department of Natural Resources and say, bring it back. And by the way, I think you could get together a group of people and sign a letter together and send it to them. I think they might respond.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the discount at the park. That's the first time that it was ever called office. No one's ever mentioned it, but feel free to call the office at 741-6829, and I can ask about that. We have a great park system here in Tennessee, just at Tim's Ford Lake last week, and we should take advantage of those things. Any way we can honor our veterans, and I think we're doing that with the Fisher House, and was there at the VA 3 weeks ago with Lieutenant Colonel Jimmy Reed, and he helps with return of veterans. And in fact, we had a Gold Star mother on the air with us, and a Gold Star mother, someone who's lost their child. Something I've done, I guess you could say, as a former commissioner, just someone in the community, is have two roads named after Sergeant Asbury Hahn. Was a friend of mine, worked with him at Nissan. But if you drive by Smyrna, you'll see the Raymond Mitchell also is a road we named after those two fellows. But you know, if you ever talk to a widow or a mother that has lost a son in Iraq or Afghanistan, it will certainly move you. There's no doubt.
My first funeral, when I got out of seminary, was a young man killed in Vietnam. And I've never forgotten that. And Mike just mentioned the Gold Star Mothers. When I was at the airport this last time in my invocation, I thanked them and recalled how as a little child I'd asked my mother what that Gold Star in the window was about. Found out later what it was about, and all the veterans, of course, knew about it. Afterwards, a reporter for one of the local television stations covering it came up to me, young reporter, and said, "Oh, what's this Gold Star thing about?" And what I realized is we are not teaching our history. We are not teaching our values, our traditions. People should know that the Gold Star was put in the window of those mothers who wished it, who'd lost a son in battle. And to me, that someone would come up and not know what it was, first of all, told me, we've lost track of who we are. We got to remind people who we are. And secondly, it said, I'm getting old.
Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. Good morning. How are you today? Hello there. Good morning. Did you have a question? Maybe not. 893-1450. That'll give us a good place to pause right here, and we'll come back and take some more of your calls. 893-1450. 893-1450.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you need a bedroom set, come to Bell Furniture. Perhaps you're looking for a sleeper sofa, a recliner, or sectional sofa. They're half price at Bell Furniture. Beautiful leather recliners and lift chairs. First quality, name brand furniture, half price every day with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And it's all American made.
For the forecast area, we'll have mainly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s. We'll have a south-southeast wind between 5 and 10. Chance for showers and storms tonight, low of 52. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 61.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
We're back again. Our number is 893-1450. If you'd like to connect this morning, dial quickly. 893-1450. We have with us this morning the candidates for the 49th District State House of Representatives race. Incumbent Mike Sparks, the Republican candidate, and Mike Williams, the Democratic candidate. Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
My name is Charles Sprinkle, and I wanted to ask of both of your guests there. In the previous legislative session, it seemed to me an awful lot of time was devoted to issues related to gun ownership and carrying it and all that kind of stuff. And I just wondered, in this upcoming legislation session, where would that be on your priority list amongst all of the other issues that you've discussed this morning?
All righty. Who would like to take that?
Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Oh, first of all, let me make it perfectly clear. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in hunters' rights. I believe in property owners' rights, such as they shouldn't be sued if a hunter steps in a hole on their farm and sprains an ankle. And I believe in gun safety programs, such as the NRA has. But I don't believe in guns driving the legislation. And this past legislature had an excellent example of that when they spent a lot of time on the so-called Safe Commute Bill, which they call Guns and Trunks Bill, a bill which, if passed, would have been a tremendous burden on our business owners, allowing guns to be brought on the owner's parking lots and property. Now, we can debate the merits or demerits of that bill, but the issue was the legislature spent a lot of time on that and a lot of time fighting to get it in or out of committee. And the infatuation with guns in Tennessee, fine, that's part of our history, but we have good laws. We don't need more gun control laws. We don't need more permissive laws. We have what we need. We need to be spending our time on seeing that our businesses can grow, our schools can improve, we can expand our job base and improve our family's life. So that's how I view the legislature on guns. We've done enough with that. We need to move on to other stuff.
Yeah, I'll disagree with the caller. We really didn't spend a lot of time on guns. I have my carry permit, and I'm as a pro carry and pro gun as any hunter out there. But you know, unfortunately, we have a media that really doesn't cover topics that they should. You know, much of what we got accomplished is, look here in Rutherford County. You know, Nissan hiring, Amazon hiring, Saks Fifth Avenue locating here, Quanta Company hiring. And others, you know, employment and jobs. That's what we focused on, fighting these drug issues, which we pass it as a felony, is what law enforcement had asked us to do. That's what we spent a lot of time on. I didn't see many issues on guns being a main topic of the legislature. And I was up there almost every day this year. And it wasn't. People think it is because the media taints issues, and oftentimes the media, you know, doesn't cover topics that they should. But this week, Brian Haas did when it come to synthetic drugs, and it is an issue that he gives the legislature much kudos to.
We have time for one more call. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I want to thank Mike for his efforts in trying to get rid of this synthetic drug problem. But another concern of mine and other people in this area is that they're not prosecuting the people who selling them hard enough. Recently, I've seen on Channel 5 News, and this was in Kentucky, they found a big-time dealer of this stuff up in Kentucky, and he was making about $70,000 a month.
Yes.
Selling this stuff. And he didn't get prosecuted the same way as somebody like selling cocaine or heroin or something. Now, I think if they catch one of these guys, especially when they're getting, you know, having big sales of it, they need to prosecute them the same way as if somebody's selling real drugs. I think it ought to be rescheduled as a Schedule 1 controlled substance, because this stuff is, just like you said, Mike, this stuff is more dangerous than we need to do everything we can to eradicate this out of Tennessee.
Well, one reason we were successful on that, and that's what the article, if you'll Google search the Tennessee article from Tuesday, is just community activism. You know, we can give legislature credit, but much of it was the media that covered it, folks like Kathy Hines that got involved. This 10-0 drug task force helped. But it's some terrible stuff. Kathy and I went and met with DEA and early this year, and to be honest with you, it wasn't on DEA's radar. My younger brother's a DEA agent, and they're so busy fighting prescription drugs that they didn't have that much time to allocate towards this. But it takes community effort, and look at the market owners that were busted last year with this stuff. I don't know if it's a cultural issue that we're dealing with, but I agree with you. We should prosecute them heavily, but also boycott them. You know, just the citizens need to get involved and say, you know what, I'm not going to shop. If a person's selling bongs and they're selling rolling papers, in my opinion, doesn't mean that they're selling synthetic drugs, but there could be a high probability that they may choose to do that.
One of the important things in the criminal justice system is the use of discretion. When a police officer stops you, he can give you a traffic ticket or he can give you a warning. That's his discretion. And in the case of prosecuting for drugs, the discretion is in the hands of the county prosecutor. And one of the things that we as citizens can do is tell our prosecutors, we expect you within the law to prosecute every one of these cases, and if you need more money, we expect you to ask the county commissioners to provide it for you.
For the final part of the program today, we're going to ask each candidate to summarize why they want your vote and why they can do the best job for you. And since Mike Williams started first, let's give Mike Sparks this opportunity.
Well, you know, born and raised right here in Rutherford County, served as a county commissioner for 8 years, and I served under Nancy Allen, served under Ernest Burgess, had a lot of respect for both of them. I think I've proven myself as someone who'll challenge the status quo, who'll take on the tough issues. I'm not afraid to be by myself. As a Republican, this year I happened to look up. I was the only one who didn't vote with my party, and that was on the payday loan increase, the little payday loans that you see. I really thought some other folks would vote like me, but they didn't. I'm not afraid to go my own way, and I think this is all about influence. And if you're a Southern Democrat and you're listening, and you say, "Well, I'm a Democrat because my mom, dad was Democrat. My grandfather was Democrat. I want you to consider me this election, and I'll challenge the governor. I'll challenge the speaker. I'll challenge my own party. I'll challenge my own delegation. But I'll also work well with others, and I think I've proven myself to work with folks, and I think that's why I received the endorsement of Murfreesboro Firefighters, received the endorsement of Tennessee Employee Association, and also, you know, had the former Democrat chairman on there with me just last week, and received his endorsement, as well as Michael DiGiorno, in front of about 150,000 audience. I carried a bill which I was by myself on. It was I found $13 million worth of savings my first 2 months, but you know, not many people want to vote to freeze their top officials' pay raise. You know, a couple of friends of mine just got laid off from the town of Smyrna, and Smyrna's got to do what it's got to do. But you know, I've also seen personally top leaders receive big raises. I'll challenge that system, and you know, and I don't mind going my own way. But if you're a Southern Democrat, I appreciate you consider me, even if I'd be the first Republican you vote for this election. Thank you.
That was Mike Sparks. Let's hear now from Mike Williams.
Thanks, and I want to thank WGNS for hosting this and those of you who were kind enough to call in with questions. One of the things you might notice on the signs on the side of my car is the first thing you see is it says people before politics. I believe in people. I believe very much in people. And yes, I recognize that I'm probably drifting more and more to be an old Southern Democrat. I'm fiscally conservative, but I have a very compassionate heart. So if you're a moderate to conservative Republican, I need your vote, because I know I'm going to get the Democratic votes. But what matters here is what I stand for. I stand for the same values you have. I think all that our families want to do is be able to work together and get along together, be able to have a job, make enough money to maybe pay your house payment or pay the rent on the place you want to live at, have decent transportation, be able to buy some presents for your family on special days like birthdays or holidays, maybe go on a little vacation, and maybe even have a little money left over at the end of the month to give to your favorite charity. Those of us who worked in the church certainly would like that. I think we're all the same. I think we have the same values. And our differences are usually something that can be worked out if we'll talk with each other, just like a family. I will work hard in the legislature to improve our education system in every way possible. I do not want to see public education die. It's the backbone of this country. I will work hard for jobs so people like Mr. Sparks mentioned who got laid off won't have to get laid off. And if they do get laid off by a city, they have a job somewhere else they can go for. And I will work most of all, so our community can become a place that we continue to love to live in, can walk safely in at night, can know that we take care of each other, and be proud that we're from Tennessee. I need your vote. Please give it to me. Thank you.
On this morning's program, we've heard from the candidates for the 49th District State House of Representatives. We'd like to thank incumbent Mike Sparks, the Republican, and Mike Williams, Democratic candidate, for taking time to join us this morning.